Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
For our double play, we do it each day right now. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. How often do you watch Jeopardy, Danny?
Very little these days. It used to be a staple for your boy. And now just because of the time of games, the Nats are always playing, I never end up getting to it.
It's probably for that reason I very rarely see it, but occasionally I'll stumble across it if I'm at someone's house or whatever and it's on. And I do always enjoy playing along. I don't get many. I get a couple answers here or there. But the rare blue moon is when they have a sports category, and that's my favorite thing in the world. If there was just Sports Jeopardy all the time, the Dan Patrick Show, and it was on a channel that I knew when and where it aired, I would probably watch it. Instead, it's like some weird like Hulu thing.
Sure.
Download this app and have this 3:13 p.m. on Wednesdays when someone is drinking a bottle of water out of a box. Like whatever's going on.
It's got to be weird, yeah.
It's got to be a lot of things, stars aligning to get to that show.
I do get into it because it reminds me of White Men Can't Jump when she's on Jeopardy and she's like, who is Babe Ruth? When it's like, who's the all-time rebounder?
Correct.
Well, still.
It's my favorite thing in the world. Generally, the people on Jeopardy who are very smart and way more productive in society typically than I am and probably more helpful to solving real problems than I could be,
yep.
They don't know anything about sports. And it just always is my favorite thing. So this was last night on Jeopardy. I saw this making the rounds on Twitter, and I wanted to play it for you.
NFL Teams 400.
Wide receiver Michael Irvin.
What team did he play for?
Played for the Dallas Cowboys. Less than a minute.
Running mate.
Good.
NFL Teams 2.
Defensive tackle Mean Joe Green. Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Yvonne.
NFL Ooh. Team 6.
Running back, Marcus Allen.
Couple teams.
Anupama.
What is Colorado Rockies?
No, sorry. Dennis or Yvonne? Who are the Los Angeles Raiders?
What is the Colorado Rockies, Marcus Allen? I don't know why I love that, but I do.
What is Colorado Rockies?
No. Sorry.
Let's play a game, Danny.
I love it when
did
Trebek.
Did Marcus Allen call Colorado? Did he play for the Colorado Rockies?
I love it when Trebek gives you the no. I'm so sorry. Like
no, sorry.
Because like there are times where he's like no, it's actually not right. Where like he's hey, that's a good answer. That's a good guess. That's one of those. Oh, I feel so bad for you.
Remember when the Redskins played the Rockies in that Super Bowl and Marcus Allen ripped off that big run? And then Nolan Arenado caught that pass that really did them in.
Trevor Story had a hell of a game.
Yeah. Bud Black's had a really impressive season as the manager of the Rockies. And I think the
what
big
is,
reason
Colorado Rockies?
Is that how he's employed Marcus Allen has just been smarter than anybody else before
just
him.
Thought of one team. Like it's and I don't know why that team.
Right.
I can't, you know what I mean? Like what?
Why? She might live in Colorado and literally
which
on
would
the
make
news,
it worse to me, by the way.
She's heard it a couple times and she just goes, oh, what's that team's name?
What is Colorado Rockies?
This becomes the funniest part of the clip, but I need it not forgotten how obvious the ones before that were.
NFL Teams 400.
Wide receiver Michael Irvin.
What team did Michael Irvin play for?
Silence.
Nothing.
Played for the Dallas Cowboys. Less than a minute.
Running mate.
Good.
Let's go back to the well here, because I'm really well-versed on my football team, so let me just... By the way, shocker, nothing was left on the board but this category.
Yeah, there better be nothing else on that board. That's the first thing I'm saying.
There is nothing on the board.
Second thing I would say is this is one of those rare times, because you're right, watching Jeopardy when someone's like, the artist that composed this painting in response to this painting, and you're like, oh, I don't know.
Who is Rauer? And you're like, yes, that was Rauer, 1413, British Columbia, whatever it is.
The rare time where you can feel completely superior to these geniuses on Jeopardy is awesome.
I just get to look down on them and go, you don't
you
know
idiot!
That?
You buffoon!
Are you
NFL
serious?
Teams 2.
Defensive tackle Mean Joe Green.
Who is the Texas Rangers?
Played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I would have said New York Islanders.
Yvonne.
NFL Team 6.
Running back, Marcus Allen. Anupama.
What is Colorado Rockies?
Some uncertainty in there. There's a hesitation. Then she went for it.
Boy, I defer the rest of the time to you, sir. That is my double play. It is time for Danny's.
Hit it, Tommy. This is very flattering. Did some stand-up on Saturday evening in Bethesda. Show was fine. It was all fun and games. Middle of my set, a very nice woman. There was kind of a pause, a pause, if you will, where she yelled out, and usually you don't encourage people to yell out, but this was very nice.
Like heckling style?
No, not a heckling, but she actually generally wanted to know. She goes, "How's your ceiling?" Which I had to stop the show and said, "Oh, that's actually, people think this is a very strange and obscure heckle." It just turns out she happens to listen to the radio program, and she knows that my ceiling, there was an incident where a young lady that lives upstairs, I will say, left standing water in her apartment for over 12 hours that eventually flooded down into my apartment. A lot of complicated situations, a lot of ins and outs, a lot of what have yous, a lot of strands in the old duder's head. The long and short of it is you've seen a picture. Folks are now finally getting around to fix it almost 7 full calendar days later. So I was minding my business at home, and everything had gone well that day. We're settling in to watch some Thursday night foosball. And all of a sudden, the drips began, and the ceiling opens up, and there's tons of damage, and it's disgusting and awful. Two different management companies are involved, and there's a tug of war about insurance and everything like that. They are in your boy's condominium right now, fixing the damage that this young lady caused and her management company caused.
Do we know how?
Her dishwasher overflowed.
Okay.
That's what happened. In the morning. So before she goes to wherever it is she goes.
Maybe she was not home when it happened.
She was. Here's how we know. Because I went up there and was like, "Hi. Water's flooding my apartment right now, and it's coming from the ceiling," which would imply, because you're above me, that it's from you. And she was like, oh, well, what happened? And this is how she talks, by the way. It's not me just doing a thing. What happened was my dishwasher overflowed this morning. And I called, I'm not going to say the name of the company, my management company, but they didn't come. Sorry. What?
Did she wipe up water with a towel?
No, did nothing.
Are you sure?
I'm going to list the things she did. She did nothing.
Are you sure?
Yes, because she told me she did nothing. I said, "Do you want me to bring you some towels? Do you want me to help you get the water? Because it's flooding my apartment. It's coming through the top. The top where nothing should come through. The reason we have roofs over our heads is to prevent this from happening. We pay money to prevent this from happening. All of us, instinctively, we seek shelter. Here's what human beings need to survive: food, water, shelter. That's the three tenets. That's the core."
She was providing you with one of the three tenets. She was giving you water.
I guess in a manner of speaking, she was being very helpful. So because the I understand that her management company didn't come, or whoever it was supposed to come didn't show up. Okay, that's a tough break. But again, 0.0 effort was made to do anything at any point in time. Zero. So when I finally got the building super to walk up there and you know, kind of take a gander at the situation, he basically is standing in ankle deep of water. And a lot of that ended up, I don't know, in your boy's apartment. We've got buckets, we've got towels, we've got all sorts of stuff. The damage on the ceiling was significant, and it's now being fixed. I have no idea if it'll be fixed by the time I get home or what the heck the deal is.
That's awful, and I apologize because there's nothing more annoying than that kind of thing happening at your house. I want to go back to the original point of your double play. I don't see why you're not mad about someone yelling that out in the middle of your set.
Because
was it actually during your set?
It was.
Then I think that person is wrong.
No.
I think that was dumb.
There was a legitimate pause, and she wanted me to talk about it, so of course I did, and there were laughs that ensued and everything else.
I don't know why you would be okay with that.
It was flattering because she listens to the show.
She should have said it before or after your set. Yelling it out during
probably.
Your set makes no sense.
Yeah, you probably would want to encourage that sort of thing in general, but it was very nice
so
because
she
listened
to the
show.
So if you guys are listening and you're going to one of Danny's stand-up shows, know that if you yell something out at him that's completely has to do with nothing and about the radio show, he's going to love it. So just do that, because apparently he thought that was the coolest thing.
I mean, I think you're doing a little bit of a bit. It's a little bit hyperbole. I'm simply saying that it was wow, she listened to the show. And I stopped and explained it and riffed on it, and it was really funny. This wasn't like a malicious heckle kind of thing. But I you're right. I generally prefer the not shouting things at me.
Yes, please don't shout.
When we're on stage. But yeah, you know, it worked out.
All right. Well, hopefully there's no water in your apartment or your house when you get home today.
I just want a normal ceiling. It's weird to want that.
Charlie Slows, 12:45 on the Nats. Our Beltway Blitz is next in the 12:18. Can the defense keep up the strong performances? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.